the end of each semester, we encourage all of our students who are taking a private lesson, whether it be piano, voice, or any particular instrument, to play on a recital. It's optional, but many of them do play. And so that's coming up on Sunday afternoon, April 29th. All of the teachers are there with their students, and it's an opportunity to play on some, if you're a piano student, on a very nice instrument, and then perform in our recital hall in the Breedlove Auditorium. We have a recital scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then again another one at 3:30 in the afternoon on the 29th. Those are all free. At 5 are flute choirs, which, of course, many people remember.
They came here.
They did.
That was wonderful.
That senior flute choir, those are all region students. They're just our top flute students in the area. The junior flute choir will be performing, the senior flute choir will be performing, and then our African drum ensemble, which is a pretty cool group of young kids, you know, 6th and 7th graders, mm-hmm. and children that want to learn how to play the drums in that style, and it's pretty cool. So
that's all at Breedlove Auditorium.
That's all at Breedlove, and that particular concert's about an hour concert. It's at 5 in the afternoon on the 29th. Miss Jenny Hudson's the director of our flute choir. She's just a fantastic flautist, mm-hmm. and performing artist, and then Josh Knight is just an incredible percussionist and leads our African drums, and so that's a 5 o'clock performance. And again, another free event.
Just walk in, hear the flutes and hear the drums.
Yes, that's
now
correct.
On May 4th, the spring choral concert.
That's right. And we have 75, between 75 and 100 students involved in our choral program, because we have a children's choir of about 60 students from grades 3 through 6. They'll be performing that evening. This is a 7 p.m. Friday evening, May 4th event. Again, all of this is in Breedlove, and again, this is a free concert. The children's choir performs a variety of music from classical to more popular to sacred works. They get a taste of great children's choir music, and so they'll be performing
what's something that would be considered in the children's choir repertoire that we might know?
I know this time they're doing one called Mary Had a Little Blues.
So it's a bluesy interpretation of the classic?
Of Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's a version of that, and it's a really cute...
That gives me an idea.
It gives you an idea. And they do some classical, a little bit more of a classical style. They do some Disney.
Mm-hmm.
The group of kids, the show choir kids, which is a smaller group of about 30 kids out of the children's choir, the same age, they have to be in children's choir to be in show choir, they sing and dance to Disney. And so they'll be performing that night. They'll be doing some pop tunes. So that'll be fun. They love to sing and dance.
And that's May 4th.
That's May 4th. Yes. Then our teen choir, our chorale or our honor choir, will be performing that night as well. And those are for students grades 7 through 12.
Okay.
It's a choral concert. It's the entire choral program presenting their performances. And then also a part of our choral program is our teen vocal jazz group. And they're a teenage group, 7th through 12th grade, that sing and dance to jazz and some light pop music. We have so many people involved in all this. Nancy Mathis is our choral director for children's choir and chorale. Christina Segovas is our director for teen vocal jazz. Jenny Law is our director for show choir kids. Jennifer Woodside Anderson is our choreographer. So we have a whole host of people involved in that choral program. It's a great program. It's really growing.
Now imagine a calendar in your head, and we've gone through May 4th. Now look at May 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yes, and this May 11th, 12th, 13th is a big deal. West to
Oklahoma.
Yes, this is the event. This is a ticketed event, the Showtime series, and you can get tickets. They're $10. There are prices for children, I believe, 10 and under. There are group rates. You can just call our box office, 788-7300, or you can go online to uaffs.edu and order tickets, and tickets will be available at the door. This is a big weekend. It's called the Showtime series, and it's all of our children and teens that are in our theater program, that are in musical theater companies.
Right.
They're performing, and we have 3 companies because we have so many children, grades 2 through 6. We have about 60, and so there are 2 companies, the Academy Players and the Academy Players 2, and there are about 30 kids in each company. For $10, you get to come hear the production of High School Musical. We take a 15-minute intermission, and you get to hear the production of High School Musical 2. So you come to a two-hour show for $10. Mm-hmm. The Extreme Teens, which is our theater company for grades 7 through 12, will be performing the full-length version of Oklahoma.
This is it. Every song. Every piece of Surrey with Fringe on Top
you
will be in
it.
This.
Okay. The whole thing. Singing, dancing, acting, complete staging, complete costumes. May 11 and 12 are the younger kids. 7 p.m. on May 11th, 2 p.m. on May 12th. And again, you get to see High School Musical and High School Musical 2. They're our shows because they're right. junior level shows for children. Then 7 o'clock May 12th, we start the Oklahoma. And then May 13th, we have a 2 o'clock matinee of Oklahoma. And, you know, there are 30 kids in that teenage theater company. And, again, we have a whole host of people leading it. Shannon Stoddard is our primary theater director. We have choreographer, musical director. We have everyone. And it's just a huge, you know, I mean, we're talking about 100 students involved in these theater companies. We have a costumer, a wonderful costumer. We have a set designer, technical director. Mm-hmm. The whole shebang.
All right.
And it's lots of fun.
But wait. There's more this spring.
That's right. There's
because
more.
Because Sunday, May 20th, you have the Youth Honors Orchestra Concert, Wind Ensemble, String Ensemble, all of them in Breedlove.
All of them. And that is, again, a free event. And that's a very special event and something that folks in the Northwest Arkansas area will be interested and very interested, I think, in coming to this event. Our Youth Honor Orchestra is one of three youth orchestras in the state. Full symphonic orchestra. We are doing that concert in collaboration with the Ozark Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, Dr. Myron Flippin's group, based out of Rogers. They're coming down to perform with us. Both groups are going to perform some separate selections. Our wind ensemble will perform. Our string ensemble will perform. And then they're going to close out the concert together. 120 students on stage performing Stravinsky's Firebird Suite and performing The Devil Went Down to Georgia. So, and I believe Myron is the the voice for The Devil Went Down
to
Georgia.
Beelzebub?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Yeah. And that is on May 20th, a Sunday afternoon at 3:30.
3:30 in the afternoon. And it's just going to be a fantastic